Here is Chapter 5 of Rise 2, written in full and continuing directly from Chapters 1 to 4. This chapter introduces history, path dependence, and irreversibility at the level of organization, without smuggling in purpose or narrative inevitability. Chapter 5. Why History Matters Once Structure Exists. At the level of physical law, history does not matter. A law works or it does not. It has no memory of how it was discovered or applied. But once organization appears, this changes. Structure remembers. Law is timeless, organization is not. Physical laws are indifferent to order. They apply before and after. Here and there. Regardless of sequence. An organization is different. It is assembled. It is maintained. It is modified. Its present state depends on the route taken to get there. This is not a philosophical claim. It is a structural fact. Path dependence is not optional. Consider two organizations with the same components. If they were assembled differently, constraints internalize differently. Redundancies form in different places. Weaknesses appear in different ways. Even if they look similar, they are not the same. The order of assembly matters because scaffolds matter. Scaffolds leave traces. Why reversibility breaks here? At the level of motion, reversibility can exist. At the level of organization, it almost never does. Why? Because organization depends on staged assembly, temporary supports, selective stabilization. Removing a scaffold does not undo its effects. History cannot be cleanly reversed once constraints migrate inward. This is not because time itself changed. It is because information was discarded. Memory as a structural residue. Memory does not begin as a feature. It begins as a consequence. When scaffolds disappear, what remains is a structure shaped by them. That shape encodes past constraints. Memory, in its simplest form, is the inability to return to all previous states. Nothing mystical is required. Why identical laws produce different outcomes? The same physical laws operate everywhere. Yet outcomes differ dramatically. This is often explained by initial conditions. That explanation is incomplete. What matters is not just where a system starts, but which constraints acted when. Which scaffolds were present temporarily? Which failures were eliminated early? History filters possibility. The cost of forgetting. Some information must be discarded for structure to form. Perfect recall is incompatible with stability. If every alternative remained available, no pathway could commit. No structure could settle. No organization could persist. Forgetting is not loss. It is commitment. Why repair is easier than reversal? Organizations rarely undo damage completely. They repair. Repair works because it restores function. Not history. Not exact prior state. This asymmetry is essential. Exact reversal would require perfect memory and coordination, both fragile. Repair tolerates loss. When history becomes a resource. At first, history is a burden. Past constraints limit present options. But as organization deepens, history becomes useful. Structures begin to reuse stabilized patterns. Avoid previously eliminated failures. Bias future pathways. History turns from liability into resource. This is the seed of learning. Why this is still non-teleological? Nothing here implies direction toward improvement. History accumulates because reversal is expensive, not because progress is sought. Some paths lead to collapse. Some do not. Survivors appear biased only in hindsight. The bridge forward. We now have all the pieces. Laws constrain possibility. Organization constrains persistence. Scaffold shape formation. Elimination filters structure. History locks in outcomes. the next question is inevitable. What happens when structures begin to actively manage their own history? That question leads directly to memory as a function, not a residue. Closing sentence. Once structure exists, the past is no longer optional. If you want next, I can write Chapter 6, Why Stable Systems Process Information. Insert worked biological or computational examples here. Or pause for a narrative coherence check across chapters 1 to 5. Just tell me how you'd like to continue.